Hey everyone, welcome in. Today we're taking a deep dive into something that hopefully you'll never need, but is super important to understand workers' compensation here in Georgia. Based on what you've shared with us, it seems like you want to be prepared if, heaven forbid, you're ever injured on the job.
Absolutely, and it's an area where a lot of people have questions. Yeah, it's one thing to know workers' comp exists, but it's another thing entirely to understand how it applies to your specific situation, right?
Exactly. And going through this information from Bader Scott Injury Lawyers, it's clear there are some misconceptions floating around. For example, you might assume any injury at work is automatically covered, right?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? But it's not always that simple. Georgia law does require most employers to have workers' compensation insurance, but there are some nuances to who's covered and what situations qualify.
Let's break that down a bit.
Yeah.
Who exactly is covered under Georgia law?
Well, it's pretty inclusive. We're talking full-time, part-time, even minors working part-time jobs. They're all protected.
That makes sense, protecting younger workers just starting out. But what about situations that are a bit less clear-cut? Like, say, someone who might be working without all the official paperwork.
That's where it gets really interesting. Even undocumented workers are entitled to coverage in Georgia.
Wow, I wouldn't have expected that.
It's actually a reflection of a broader principle in Georgia's workers' comp law. If you're injured on the job, regardless of your immigration status, you deserve protection and support.
That's reassuring to hear. It speaks to a certain commitment to worker protection here in Georgia. So, we know who's covered, but what does that coverage actually get you? I see a whole range of benefits listed here.
Right, and these benefits are designed to address the various ways a workplace injury can impact your life. The most immediate one is medical treatment. We're talking comprehensive coverage for all your injury-related medical expenses.
So, doctor's appointments, hospital stays, medications, the whole nine yards.
Exactly. But it goes beyond just the initial medical care. Imagine you injure your back and require surgery. Not only would workers' comp cover the surgery and rehabilitation, but it also factors in the income you're losing because you're unable to work.
That's where wage replacement comes in, right?
Precisely. In Georgia, you'd typically receive 2/3 of your average weekly wage for the time you're out of work. And this isn't just for a few weeks. Depending on the severity of your injury, you could be eligible for disability benefits.
So there's both short-term and long-term support built into the system.
Absolutely. You have temporary disability benefits if you're expected to make a full recovery, and permanent disability benefits if your injury results in long-term or lifelong limitations.
That's a crucial distinction.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the injured individual either, is it? What happens in the unfortunate event of a workplace fatality?
That's another area where workers' comp steps in to provide support, though obviously no amount of money can truly compensate for such a loss. In these cases, death benefits are available to support the families of those who have lost loved ones.
It's reassuring to know these protections are in place, though, as we've said, hopefully none of us will ever need them.
Mm.
But just knowing your rights is only the first step, right?
Yeah.
What happens when you're actually in that situation, dealing with an injury and needing to navigate the system?
Right. That's where things can feel, well, a bit daunting for some people.
Yeah.
It's really why understanding that claims process is so important. You know, it's not always as simple as just saying, hey, I got hurt at work, and then automatically getting everything you're entitled to.
I imagine there's some paperwork involved, to put it mildly.
Oh, there's definitely a process. And timelines, they're really important here. The first thing to remember, I think, even before you dive into all that paperwork, is that you need to report the injury to your employer in writing. And this has to happen pretty quickly.
How quickly are we talking?
You have just 30 days from the date of the injury.
So even if it seems like a really minor injury at first, it's still super important to report it right away?
Exactly, because sometimes injuries don't, you know, they don't fully reveal themselves right away. What you think is a minor sprain could turn into something way more serious down the line. So reporting it, it creates a paper trail right from the get-go. And that can be essential for protecting your rights.
Makes sense. So you've reported the injury to your employer. What's next?
Well, hopefully you've already sought out some immediate medical attention if needed, of course. You know, that's always the top priority. And then you have 1 year from the date of that injury to file a formal claim. That'll be with the Georgia State Board of Workers' Compensation.
Okay, so those deadlines are really important to keep in mind. What if, for whatever reason, someone misses that 30-day reporting window or that one-year deadline for filing a claim? Are they just out of luck at that point?
Well, it's definitely not ideal, but, you know, it's not necessarily a lost cause either. There might be, like, exceptions or extenuating circumstances they'll consider. However, those situations, they often require navigating some, legal complexities, which is why it's always best to act promptly and meet those deadlines whenever possible.
It sounds like having some kind of legal expert in your corner could be really invaluable, especially if you encounter any bumps in the road.
Mm.
And speaking of bumps, let's be real. You know, this can't always be a totally smooth process. What are some of the, what are some of the challenges people might run into when they're filing a workers' comp claim?
Yeah, you're right. It's not always plain sailing. I think one of the biggest hurdles is the potential for your claim to be denied.
Denied. See, now that's concerning. Yeah. What are some common reasons why a claim might be denied?
Sometimes it just comes down to, a lack of sufficient evidence. And this goes back to what we were talking about before, the importance of reporting that injury promptly and thoroughly documenting everything. If your employer disputes the claim, maybe arguing the injury wasn't work-related or that you just don't have enough proof, well, having strong documentation is really, really crucial.
So in a way, it's almost like building a case, even if you don't necessarily think of it that way at the time.
That's a good way to think about it. You really want to be prepared to support your claim, just in case. And another challenge people might run into is delays in payment. Even if their claim is approved, it's not always immediate. And that can be incredibly stressful, especially if you're relying on those benefits to, cover your living expenses and such.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. And on top of all of those challenges, there's the issue of potential employer retaliation. We touched upon that a bit earlier, but it's kind of unsettling to think that just for getting injured and trying to, seek what you're entitled to, your employer might actually retaliate. Can you maybe elaborate a little bit on what form that retaliation might take?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not unheard of. Retaliation can range from the more overt actions. So think, being fired or demoted after you file that claim, those sorts of things, to, to more subtle tactics like having your hours cut, being passed over for promotions, maybe facing increased scrutiny or even harassment at work.
It's disheartening to think that someone going through an already difficult situation might then face additional hardship just for asserting their rights.
Yeah, no, exactly. And it's just completely unacceptable. And it's important to remember that employer retaliation, any kind, it's illegal in Georgia.
Yeah. Okay, so what can someone do if they find themselves facing retaliation like that?
Well, documentation, I think, is key. Keep really detailed records of everything. Emails, memos, notes from conversations, anything and everything that can serve as evidence. And then, of course, seeking legal counsel is really crucial in those situations.
It sounds like, having that legal expertise can make all the difference in navigating these complexities and making sure you're protected. Especially when you're, dealing with insurance companies. Let's be honest. They're not exactly known for being, on the side of the injured worker, right?
That's an important point. Insurance companies are businesses, and their primary goal is to, protect their bottom line. And oftentimes that translates to minimizing payouts. So they might try to, try to lowball you on settlement offer, maybe delay processing your claim, or even just straight up deny it altogether.
So you really need someone in your corner who gets it, who understands the intricacies of the system and can really advocate for your best interests.
100%. That's why seeking legal advice early on, even if you think, my case is pretty straightforward, it can be so, so beneficial.
Yeah. It's like they say, better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Right. Speaking of which, let's recap some of those crucial takeaways, especially for anyone listening who might be thinking, okay, what do I do if I'm injured at work?
Right. The most important step is to report that injury to your employer immediately and make sure it's in writing. Remember, you have that 30-day window, so don't delay, even if you think it's, a really minor injury.
And what about seeking out legal advice? When would you recommend someone reach out to, a workers' comp attorney?
I always advise people to reach out sooner rather than later. Most workers' comp attorneys offer free consultations, so you can, discuss your case, understand your rights, and just get a sense of your options, all without any obligation. It's just a chance to get those questions answered and get some peace of mind.
Yeah, it's like a checkup for your legal rights, so to speak.
Exactly.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today, from understanding your rights to navigating the claims process and those potential challenges. What's the most important thing you hope our listeners take away from this deep dive?
I think the key takeaway is this. If you're injured on the job in Georgia, you don't have to go through it alone. There's a system in place that is designed to protect you. And there are legal experts out there who can help you navigate that system. And they'll advocate for your rights, you know, every step of the way.
Yeah, it's about feeling empowered, not intimidated. Right?
All right.
Knowing that you have options and resources available.
Exactly. Exactly. Knowledge is power, especially when it comes to your well-being and your livelihood.
Well said. And on that note, a huge thank you to you for sharing your expertise with us today. It's been incredibly insightful.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
And to everyone listening, thank you for joining us for this deep dive into workers' compensation in Georgia. We hope you found it informative. And most importantly, empowering. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and take care.